Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening this morning that these teachings just help her understand the bigger picture and timeline and how things are just going to shift so she can just see really clearly. Ask all these prayers you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get, the need to walk in the Spirit more perfectly because he's the one that's going to protect you, okay? Not the work of your own hands. There's nothing really you can do because you don't know what's going to come your way. You just need to trust the Holy Ghost to guide you, okay? But then understanding that when you do walk in the Spirit more perfectly, you're going to be persecuted, but you can understand persecution, you understand Bible prophecy, because it just kind of plays out the same in your life on a smaller scale. Talking about the fourth kingdom and its platform for the beast and its government being communism, and understanding that as the world turns, becomes more and more evil, okay, God's going to be judging it. You're going to see more curses. You're going to see more plagues. You're going to see a lot more hardship, okay? And what man does is, rather than repent, which is what they should do, but just according to the scriptures, okay? Some will, thankfully. But on a larger scale, they're going to, it's basically what ends up happening is the Antichrist comes. And the world is falling apart because it's going to be judged, okay? And the return of Christ is coming, okay? And the Antichrist shows up and says, here, come with me. I'll fix your problems, okay? So he looks like a really big, nice guy, okay? It says in Daniel, by peace, will destroy many, okay? You see this here. He actually gathers people, okay, mankind together to fight God, okay? This is Revelation 13, you need to read the book of Revelation from cover to cover, the whole Bible, your KJV Bible from cover to cover, down, read again, because I can't really read the whole book of Revelation in these teachings, so I'm going over certain verses, but if you just read the whole book of Revelation, you'll see how it happens, okay? I'm just kind of hitting certain scriptures, though, okay? This is verse 4. It says, this in chapter 13 is talking about the beast, which is the Antichrist. It says, and they worshipped the dragon, which gave power to the beast, and they worshipped the beast. So they're going to be worshipping Satan and the Antichrist, both of them, okay? Saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him, okay? So they're saying that he's so great, nobody can fight him, right? Well, who is he trying to fight? Who is the Antichrist trying to fight, okay? You look here, this is Revelation 16, verse 14. Well, I'll start at verse 13. And it says, and I saw there three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast. Okay, same thing, Satan and the Antichrist. And out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and unto the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Okay, so they're getting everybody worked up to come and fight. Well, who are they trying to fight? Well, let's find out. This is Revelation chapter 19. Okay, and you see here at verse 11, I saw the heavens open and behold a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but himself, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. That's Christ Jesus, okay? And the armies which are in heaven followed him upon white horses clothed in fine linen, and clean, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that he with it should smite them, smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and treadeth the wrath, the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Okay? And he hath a name on his vesture, and on his thigh, a name written King of Kings and Lord of Lords,
And then you go down here. He's fighting the Antichrist, basically. Okay, the whole chapter, because it's pretty long. And then here, this is verse 19. It says, "And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and the armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army." Okay, and of course they lose.
Okay, so just understanding this basic principle, okay, of God judging mankind. Now, those who are appointed and predestined, you know, to go to heaven will repent, and those who are not are actually going to rebel more and then cleave to the beast, and the beast is going to be this big savior, okay? The Antichrist is going to be Mr. Nice Guy, and he's going to gather people to fight Christ, okay? So everything's going to be turned around. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a fruitful day glorifying your son and reading her Bible from cover to cover, and when she's done reading again, and ask me filled with the Holy Spirit so these things can be made more clear to her. Ask all these prayers, you probably send in Jesus' name. Amen.